The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Live here inside the MDN studio, Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the glass. Look, you look back at how tough Indiana has been able to play Michigan over the years. You look back specifically at last year, as we've talked about. We talk about Indiana as being the blueprint for Ohio State, as if they looked at that game plan, looked at that game and changed their game plan as a result. I think it's more along the lines of, maybe Ryan Day had an idea of what his attack plan was going to be already, having worked with Don Brown in the past. I think I don't think they developed that game plan off of Indiana to the point of this message I just got. But it probably confirmed some things for him. Definitely probably confirmed some things for him in that game about what was going to work, because you did see crossing routes, tempo be a big issue in that Ohio State game. But as we've pointed out for much of the season, I think that the timeline of the season often gets distorted. But, one of the great benefits, I think, of the captain and the coach and breaking down the film each week is, we save the footage, the clips. We keep these things down. So when I say, for instance, talking about on offense, this notion that new run schemes or run schemes were reintroduced middle of the season is just wrong. Like, Penn and Poles did not start with Illinois. I can go back and pull up, from a couple of games prior. Penn and Poles were not very good against Rutgers. We can pull up, the counterplay that Michigan ran with great success against Maryland and against Notre Dame. Can pull that up in the Army game, for instance. So it's, what has evolved offensively over the course of the year was emphasis. They honed in on what their staples were going to be, what they could execute regularly. They found what they could do consistently and built off of that. Defensively, we really have seen, to get to the Indiana portion of this, we have really seen them do an outstanding job of turning around what was a weakness. Defending these man beaters against teams with outstanding skill. Indiana exploited them in that way this year. I just don't think that's going to be available to them this year. Part of it is scheme, and we talked about some of the schematic adjustments they've made, some of the bracketing they do. And they still play, they still do some straight man as well. So it's not like it's all, bracket coverage or ratting guys, not all that. But they vary more. Definitely vary more. But the other part of it is personnel. And I don't think we can stress this enough. You have a coverage upgrade in Brad Hawkins at one of the safety positions, who is now, from a coverage ability standpoint, but then you also add to it the fact that he's at the same position 2 years in a row. It's really allowed him to be more comfortable in the spot. He knows what to do, knows where to be, knows when he can, when he can come off of an assignment and make a play. We've seen him do that. And Daxton Hill, another personnel upgrade. Daxton Hill nickel is just a coverage guy. He's gonna make a play every game. He did in the last game. They had like an out route he came across and got a PBU. So scheme upgrades, personnel upgrades. I'm not saying that they're going to go into Bloomington and shut Indiana down, but I think they're going to do a better job of limiting them offensively, a far better job than they did last year, where, they had 190 yards rushing. I think it was, but that was sack adjusted. I think they had 214 yards on the ground. last year before you put the sack yardage in or took the sack yardage away and then had another 190 through the air. I mean, it was a tough game. And I just don't think that they are going to be as potent with some of the adjustments they made. Again, not shutting them down. They're going to have some success. I just don't think it's going to be like last year. Not with the way that we've seen this defense evolve. Let's go to the phones. Go to a guy who's been waiting patiently on hold. Ralph in New Hampshire? Ralph, how you doing? Ralph, you there? Going once, going twice. Ralph, call back. We'll move you to the top. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Dennis in the OC. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Sam. Good morning. Now, you guys are doing great work. As we see in Armenian, Pari Luis, which is sort of like to life. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, and it makes me think of how this team is coming back from an under with that emotional drive and how we would like to, how we would say they're jar because they're go-getters, kind of like you and I are, Sam. All the great work you're doing, and you got all those new people coming in with the coaching shows and all the analysis. It's just fantastic. So, one of my favorite Armenian words is jarbig. It's a word of honor, and it certainly applies to you and Ira and this great Michigan football team. And, you know, think about it, Sam. Last week, it was beginning to look a lot like Christmas, right, with all the snow and the cold temperatures, and some people are putting their lights out. And who should show up? None other than Coach Krampus himself. Old Coach Krampus came down here or up here, you know, with his green and white Grinches, with those Wolverines took care of him. And just like they cleaned up, right, Sam? And just like the stadium crew did with all the snow earlier. And the only cleanup we had to do after that game was over the beating was so thorough and so effective was cleaning up all the prune pits that old Coach Krampus left on the sidelines there. But they took care of that. And this team, I think you made a great point. All the adjustments that are being made, and you consider how Don Brown approaches these games when his performance of his defensive unit is not up to his standards and how they come back and they do really well the next time. I think we're going to see that Saturday. I think we'll see it the next Saturday. And as Jonna said, and we've been saying earlier, this is the golden anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the greatest upset in the history of college football. Michigan 24, Ohio State 12. What we'll always remember, what we'll never forget. And those Wolverines are going to do it again, Sam. This is going to be, I tell you, it's all coming together. The echoes and the analogies of 1969 are very strong. And I know people thought maybe in 2015 that was going to happen, and Urban Meyer made sure that it didn't the way he had his team prepared. Well, in the fullness of time, and this is our time, and it's going to be a great big amazing Michigan Saturday afternoon. It's going to be one for the ages. It's a championship second half of the season comeback, and I just seen those amazing spots before my eyes like you guys are, and we're all going to be singing the victors long and loud. So hail to the victors. Let's go blue. And as always, Sam, the Michigan Insider is definitely number one.
Thanks a lot, Dennis, as always. Appreciate your time. We got to take one more break. We'll come back on the other side and close things out. But before we get to that break, turn your attention to our friends at Brighton Ford. Get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. You can check out some of the Black Friday deals that are Black Friday specials, the Black Friday sales event for Brighton Ford. But I want to point you to the great lease deals that are on the lot right now out at Brighton Ford. Get on board Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com or calling 1-800-NEW-FORD. You can check out the 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. $500 down on that pickup. Get you in it for $169 a month. $2,000 down. Get you in it for $120 a month. How about the 2020 Ford Edge? Get into that. $500 down for $298 a month or $2,000 down. Get you in it for $243 a month. Moving on, the 2020 Ford Escape all-wheel drive, $500 down, gets you in it for $289 a month. $2,000 down, gets you in it for $226 a month. And last but certainly not least, the 2020 Ford Fusion, get in that, $500 down, gets you in it for $161 a month. $2,000 down, gets you in it for just $104 a month. For those and other great deals, make it on down to Brighton Ford. Get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com or calling 1-800-NEW-FORD. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side to close things out here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050 WTK the Ticket.